September 12, 1931. True love forms the steak on which to consume oneself in order to make him whom one loves live again. The day of Jesus in the Eucharist. My abandonment in the divine volition continues. And while I was doing my acts, I thought to myself, but, is it true that my sweet Jesus likes the continuity of my little acts? And Jesus, making himself heard, told me, my daughter, a broken love can never give of heroism, because by not being continuous, it forms many voids in the creature, that produce weakness, coldness, and are almost in act of extinguishing the little flame that was lit, and therefore it takes away from her the fortitude of love, that, with its light, makes one comprehend who it is that one loves, and with its heat it maintains lit the little flame that produces the heroism of true love. So much so, that she feels happy to give her life for him whom she loves. A continuous love has the virtue of generating in the soul of the creature him whom she always loves. And this generation is formed in the center of her continuous love. See, then, what an incessant love means, to form for oneself the stake on which to consume and burn oneself. To be able to form, on that stake, the life of your beloved Jesus. One can say, in continuous love I consume my life to make live again him whom I incessantly love. Oh! Had I not always loved the creature, and if I did not love her with a love that never says enough, I would never have descended from heaven to earth to give her my life with so many pains and heroism for love of her. It was my continuous love that, like sweet chain, drew me and made me do the heroic act of laying down my life in order to purchase hers. A continuous love can reach anything, it can do anything, it facilitates everything, and it knows how to convert everything into love. On the other hand, a broken love can be called love of circumstances, interested love, vile love, that can reach the point, if the circumstances change, of denying and maybe even despising him whom it loved. More so, since only the continuous acts form life in the creature, she, as she forms her act, in her very act arises the light, the love, the sanctity, the grace, according to the act that she does. Therefore, an interrupted love and good cannot be called either true love, or true life, or true good. Then he added with a more tender tone, my daughter, if you want your Jesus to accomplish in you his loving designs, let your love and your acts be continuous in my will. In fact, when my will finds continuity, it finds its way of divine acting, and remains engaged in the perennial act of the creature, and it hastens to do what it has established for her, finding, by virtue of her incessant acts, the space, the necessary preparations and the very life in which it can form its admirable designs and accomplish its most beautiful works. More so, since each act done in my will is one more retelling that is formed between the divine will and the human. It is one more step that she takes in the sea of the fiat, it is a greater right that the soul acquires. After this, I continued to pray before the tabernacle of love. And in my interior I said to myself, what do you do, my love, in this prison of love? And Jesus, all goodness, told me, my daughter, do you want to know what I do? I do my day. You must know that my whole life, spent down here, I enclose within one day. My day begins by being conceived and being born. The veils of the sacramental accidents serve me as swaddling clothes for my tender age. And when, because of human ingratitude, they leave me alone and try to offend me, I do my exile, left with only the company of some loving soul who, like a second mother, cannot detach herself from me and keeps me faithful company. From the exile I move on to Nazareth, doing my hidden life in the company of those few good who surround me. And continuing my day, as creatures draw near to receive me, I do my public life, repeating my evangelical scenes, offering to each one my teachings, the helps, the comforts that are necessary for them. I act as father, as teacher, as doctor, and, if needed, also as judge. So, I spend my day waiting for all and doing good to all. And oh, how many times I have to remain alone, without a heart that would palpitate near me. I feel a desert around me, and I remain alone, alone praying. I feel the loneliness of my days that I spent in the desert down here, and oh, how painful it is for me, I, who am heartbeat for all and each heart. Jealous, I guard everyone feeling isolated and abandoned. But my day does not end with the soul abandonment. There is not one day that ungrateful souls do not offend me and receive me sacrilegiously, and make me complete my day with my passion and with my death on the cross. Ah! It is sacrilege, the most ruthless death that I receive in the sacrament of love. So, in this tabernacle I do my day by carrying out everything I carried out in the 33 years of my mortal life. And just as in everything I did and do, the prime purpose, the prime act of life, is the will of my Father that it be done on earth as it is in heaven, so in this little host I do nothing other than implore that one be my will with my children. And I call you in this divine will, in which you find my whole life innate. And you, by following it, ruminating it and offering it, unite yourself with me in my Eucharistic day, to obtain that my will be known and reign upon earth. And so you too will be able to say, I do my day together with Jesus. Fiat.